world is becoming more unglued by the day. Local consequences are now showing up. We are seeing sky-high gas prices, higher food prices, shortages, and more. How should you respond? Go to redpills.tv/patriot. That's redpills.tv/patriot. And secure your long-term emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is by far the largest preparedness company in America. They're in stock and shipping quickly in unmarked boxes to your door. Their emergency food supplies last up to 25 years in storage. When you need it, it'll be there. Lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Get free shipping on any order over $99. Again, go to redpills.tv/patriot. The global financial system is on the verge of collapse. Here in the United States of America, we have rising inflation, rising cost of goods and services from gas to food. We have supply chain disruptions, and we have the incompetent presidency of the United States of America running the U.S. dollar into the ground by debasing it by radicalized spending and printing. There is only one thing in this world right now that is a worthy investment that has been the hedge for inflation year after year. Guys, that's gold and silver. Look, I invest in gold and silver, and there's no reason why you should not either. My buddy, Dr. Kirk Elliott, is an economist and financial advisor, and he is amazing at what he does by helping you get your 401ks, your IRAs, or just helping you purchase gold and silver bullion. You can give him a call at 720-605-3900 or go to getgoldtoday.com and let him know that Josh from the Red Pill Project sent you.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Morning Coffee with Andrea and Vince, everybody's favorite new show on the Red Pill Project. We are live with you every morning at 8:30 a.m. Pacific, 11:30 a.m. Eastern to bring you the news and events of the morning to kickstart our days. Thank you for making us a part of your daily routine. We really appreciate it and enjoy sharing the news with you every morning and saying good morning with our hot cup of coffee with you. Hope you've got them because we're going to be getting into it very soon. Of course, as always, I have Andrea Kreft here with me to help me deliver the news. Andrea, how you doing?
I'm well, good. I'm great. Thank you for asking.
Ooh, great.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not too shabby.
On Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday, May 11th, 2022. Whew, here we go. It's a beautiful day over here in the Pacific Northwest, I gotta say. I think it's going to be one of those nice days.
It's all right here. It's kind of like half cloudy, trying to sunshine. So we'll see what it does.
All right. We'll keep our eye on that because when the sun comes out, I have to get out there.
Yes, for sure. I enjoy sitting in the sun. I try to do that whenever I can.
For sure.
I'm like, ooh, it's here for 5 minutes.
forget about all this stuff for a minute. Just enjoy nature.
Yep. I told my mom the other day, I was like, you know, I really wish I was a bird. She goes, why? So you could fly away? I go, yeah, something like that.
Seriously. Or a tree in a forest.
Ooh, where it's quiet.
Well, it's loud. Well,
I guess it depends on what you classify as loud.
Yeah. Forests are interesting. Anyway, thank you everybody for joining us. I see you all coming in there. Grand Revolt, thank you. Cindy, Hillbilly Jackal, Insomniac, good morning. Thank you all. Darren, Mitchell, you guys rock. Thank you so much for tuning in. And just so you guys know, if you are on Spotify or another podcasting app, you could download all of the Red Pill Project podcasts and listen on the go. And there's even Dark to Light on there too. So, and it's a great show. Josh is on WYSL 1040 in New York Monday through Friday every afternoon. He takes phone calls from the locals there and dives deep into the global unfolding conspiracy. So if you would please go to your Spotify apps, download, follow, rate, review our podcast. It helps us get around the algorithms, stay relevant and shared and listened to, because I tell you what, we are censored beyond belief. And this war is continuous and relentless and absolutely pounds us. As you know, Josh isn't on Twitter anymore. Josh is not on Twitch anymore. Red Pill Project is just, they don't want the word getting out there. So anything you guys could do, like hitting those rumbles, sharing these videos, commenting, leaving a comment down below, that all helps the algorithms. We appreciate it so much. You guys are just, the support coming from everybody, the Red Pill family, is just phenomenal. And we want to thank you so much for doing that for us. It means the world to us.
Exactly. And, you know, I would say this. With the radio show, it's the Dark to Light. And somebody is asking if we put the link for the radio show in again. I bet he would take phone calls from anybody. Like, if you called the radio station during his show, I bet he would take phone calls from more than just locals. So, if you have a question, if you listen to his radio show and you've got a question for him, call in.
Oh, yeah. You can listen live at WYSL1040.com.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure that would make his day, is to know that his listeners are calling in and enjoying his content. So WYSL1040.com.
Absolutely.
And the phone number should be on their website. And
they announce it too live while they're recording.
Oh, very cool. Oh, I haven't had time to listen to it because it starts while we're doing this still.
Yeah, he's actually going live in about 25 minutes here, right?
Yep, because it runs 10 a.m. Mountain Time, which would be noon Eastern Time, right?
Yep, exactly.
Noon to 1 Eastern Time.
That's right. You guys, I'm sorry to announce everything is still in the same condition it was in yesterday, an absolute mess. We're watching this unfold day by day, and it's interesting. There are some good things happening, I feel. I think things could turn out to be okay, but I think things might get a little bit worse here coming into another summer of love, followed by a winter of shortages and despair. But I think a lot of things are in the works to come out on this, on the other side, shining. And hopefully we could begin rebuilding this war zone.
Yeah, I think Joe Biden's dark winter is going to be this winter.
I think he wants it to be every winter.
I think so.
That son of a gun. That dirty dog.
Yep, wish there was a way that we could legally remove him.
Posty said they don't have Spotify. Well, if you have anything, it's on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podbean, any podcast app, if you use podcast apps, has it.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's jump into the news. As always, we like to start with finance. We have just a couple things to talk about with finance. It's not going to be crazy. Don't worry. We'll get right through it and move on here. But let me share this with y'all. The market's bounced back a little bit today. The S&P 500 is up 0.5%. The Dow is up 0.7%. NASDAQ is down 0.47%. And crude oil is up to $105. It is up over 5%. Very interesting. Gold and silver are doing better today. Gold is at $1,850. Silver is at $21.80. And Bitcoin is at $31,449. The low for Bitcoin the other day was 29,900 and something, and it's back up. We'll see if it retests that low again in the coming days and weeks. It may just decide to. We'll see.
Yeah, it's hard to say what it's going to do. It's very volatile, though, for sure.
Very volatile. And just like the markets, this is the first... Well, we'll see if we end green at the end of the day, but yeah. This is the first okay day in a while. And this article says that annual inflation rate slows to 8.3%, but remains near 40-year high. I'll read a little bit of this for you guys. The U.S. annual inflation rate slipped to 8.3%, higher than the market forecast of 8.1%. This is the first time the consumer price index has fallen year over year since August 2021. While inflation has slowed for much of its March peak of 8.5%, it remains near the 40-year high levels. According to data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the core inflation rate, which excludes the volatile food and energy sectors, jumped 6.2%, topping economists' expectations of 6%. On a month-over-month basis, inflation rose 0.3% and core inflation jumped 0.6%. I just want to stop here. I take these numbers with a grain of salt. You know, it's a bunch of nonsense, in my opinion. But we follow it because I don't think it's completely worthless. However,
right. And when you look at the volatile, the parts that they leave out, that really shows you what the inflation rate. Food prices surged to 9.4%. Energy prices soared 30.3%. New vehicles, 13.2%. Used cars and trucks, 22.7%. Apparel, 5.4%. And housing, it just says that... shelter costs, which account for more than a third, jumped, and they don't even list the number. It's probably so high, it's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. But they do mention... I was just going to say, they do mention coffee prices. They surged 13.5%, with roasted coffee rising 14.7%.
Yeah, and gasoline at 43.6%.
Holy...
You know, God. My husband went shopping the other day, and he came home, and he goes, well... we can no longer afford bacon. I'm like, no. I'm like, buy me a pig.
Was he looking at the bacon and it was just like, just.
Oh, yeah. For like 10 slices of bacon or three pound package of bacon. It was almost $45. I'm like, that's ridiculous. I'm like, you could almost buy a pig for that. Not really, but you know. It's ridiculous. 3 pounds, $15 a pound. That's absolutely ridiculous.
That's insanity.
He bought bacon ends, which are a little bit more affordable and whatever.
Still delicious. Still bacon. It's still delicious, yes. Holy mackerel.
Yeah.
All right. So they're attributing all these numbers to the stock market's moves today. Many market analysts anticipate that inflationary pressures will ease toward the end of the year and heading into 2023, including the CPI and the Federal Reserve's preferred gauge, the Personal Consumption Expenditure Price Index, the PCE. You said not going to happen?
I said not going to happen.
Yeah, I doubt it. Especially if they just keep printing.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. They just approved. Yeah, we'll get into the rest of the stuff going on, but yeah, there's nothing being done to curb this. Onward here.
Yeah. So today, the Senate is going to vote on what they're calling Women's Health Protection Act to codify the right to an abortion into federal law. The American people will see where every single U.S. senator stands. They're also saying that they don't believe that they've got enough votes to actually do this. Really what this amounts to is them stealing the state's sovereignty. They're like we talked about the other day, the federal government is just supposed to be an oversight to make sure that the states are not abusing people. But the states are the ones that actually have the rights and are sovereign and are supposed to be the ones that are determining, because they know what's best for their citizens and their own economy and their geographical area and their location and stuff. So, the federal government was just there to offer oversight to make sure that the states weren't taking advantage of their citizens.
Yes. Yeah. And I'm really sorry, but I have to, take a really quick break, you guys. We have a lot of news coming up, though, so don't leave.
The world is becoming more unglued by the day. Local consequences are now showing up. We are seeing sky-high gas prices, higher food prices, shortages, and more. How should you respond? Go to redpills.tv/patriot. That's redpills.tv/patriot. And secure your long-term emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is by far the largest preparedness company in America. They're in stock and shipping quickly in unmarked boxes to your door. Their emergency food supplies last up to 25 years in storage. When you need it, it'll be there. Lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Get free shipping on any order over $99. Again, go to redpills.tv/patriot. The global financial system is on the verge of collapse. Here in the United States of America, we have rising inflation, rising cost of goods and services from gas to food. We have supply chain disruptions, and we have the incompetent presidency of the United States of America running the U.S. dollar into the ground by debasing it, by radicalized spending and printing. There is only one thing in this world right now that is a worthy investment that has been the hedge for inflation year after year. Guys, that's gold and silver. Look, I invest in gold and silver, and there's no reason why you should not either. My buddy, Dr. Kirk Elliott, is an economist and financial advisor, and he is amazing at what he does by helping you get your 401ks, your IRAs, or just helping you purchase gold and silver bullion. You can give him a call at 720-605-3900 or go to getgoldtoday.com and let him know that Josh from the Red Pill Project sent you.
We're back. Sorry about that, everybody. I think with that voting today, let me show them again this. It's noise. You said they're not, they don't have what it takes to do it. Mm-hmm. I think it's just to stir the pot more. Of course, Chuck Schumer comes out and posts it.
Of course. Yeah, I think that there's even Democrats who are against this. And I think that's really what it boils down to, is that there's even with it's split 50-50. So there's no way, I don't think that they can get it done. I would be really surprised if they managed to pass this.
So. The U.S. Ministry of Truth commented, "We're proud of you, Senator Schumer. Your bold stand for birthing persons will forever underscore your character."
Oh, God. I'm pretty sure that that's a parody account. Just
100%.
FYI.
Yeah, it definitely is. One of my favorites.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is just to further divide people and make us all fight and hate each other.
It is. A lot of this stuff that we're seeing, honestly, is a distraction. You know, and I think a lot of it's a distraction to the 2,000 mules, which they're having a really hard time suppressing, despite their attempts at trying.
Yeah, I saw a liberal post a video where he's like, it was on TikTok, where he goes, "Look, you guys, I'm a liberal. I don't like Trump. I still don't like Trump, but come on. Did you see the videos? We might have cheated." Basically, whoa, in a nutshell. Kevin's just smoked crack this morning. But yeah, even this liberal, he's like, "It looks like we cheated, guys."
Yep. And it's good. They need to see it too. You know, time for all of us to unite together and put an end to this. Because if it was the GOP doing this to get their candidate in, they would be up in arms about this stuff, as they should be. Nobody should cheat. I don't care who you are, liberal, conservative, Democrat, Republican, any of them. You know, if there legitimately are more liberals and they want more liberal policies and our votes really count, then it will reflect that.
That would be different. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Onward. You want to take it?
Sure. So it says, more on the New Mexico audit. Nick Mosder provides a summary of the explosive findings in New Mexico. So in New Mexico, they're auditing the voting machines, I believe, or their election. And it says, the Gateway Pundit reported on Tuesday night some of the issues identified in New Mexico's 2020 election audit in Otero County included in this presentation was discovered that the voting machines could fill out ballots. Yes, yeah. You heard that right. The machines can fill out the ballots. He mentions that the machines have a USB port that would allow a user to attach a cell phone and allow a user from across the country could actually affect the machine. He mentions that Microsoft SQL was found on these machines as well. Also, there was no password required to get into the software. And it says finally, Moser reports on the emails obtained by the audit team involving the Secretary of State. The emails included ballot totals. These emails correspond with large swaths of ballots entering into the system at the exact same time. So, that's so basically what they could do is they can feed a blank ballot into the system. And I'm not sure if there is. So this part in here, it says Nick Moser discusses the findings from the audit presentation. He describes at great length the findings regarding the fact that the voting machines can fill out ballots. This would allow for the creation of ballots. Moser says that when the machines do this, the ballots are fed into the machine and then spit back out. In the Antrim County audit, they found that around 80% of the ballots there showed that they were spit out, indicating they went through this process where the ballots were created and filled in by the machines. So 80% of these ballots were created by the machines.
Dang. Not I think the fraud is greater in scope than 2,000 mules even described.
Oh, yeah, by far. And they even mentioned in there that it is. What they had was they looked at very conservative numbers and really hard proof, you know, because there is a lot of this that is hard to prove. And they only looked at the 6 swing states.
Yeah,
they didn't look, and New Mexico wasn't a swing state, so it wasn't one that they discussed.
Oh my gosh.
But I know for a fact that there was fraud that happened here in Montana.
Yep. Likewise here.
Yeah. So it's everywhere.
Every state. Thank you, Brenda, for the donation of two ice creams. You. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, voter fraud.
I know. It's terrible.
Huge win in Arizona. Arizona Supreme Court rejects junk lawsuits to remove Andy Biggs, Paul Gosar, and Mark Fincham from 2022 ballot. We covered this last night, but it is a great win. Congratulations to all these guys for still being in the fight. They're trying to get them out, not able to run, but they are not successful in this. Mark Fincham tweeted, "No matter how many times they sue, defame, attack, and cause mayhem, we just keep on winning."
Good.
Yeah. Yeah. Paul Gosar is one of my favorite people ever, too. He's just, they hate him so much.
Yeah, they do.
He does great work.
Mm-hmm. I know, you gotta love the guys that they hate.
They hate him more than pretty much a lot of people. Mm-hmm. I think he's on the top of their shit list.
Yeah.
For sure. But this is great news. This is few and far between. But definitely a big win.
For sure. I missed last night's show, actually, so I didn't realize that it was covered last night.
It's all good.
I had company over, so.
It's all good.
Yep.
Oh. Here we are.
Yeah. Dirtbag Mitch McConnell stumps for Biden's $40 billion Ukraine aid package as baby food shortages hit the U.S. The most important thing right now is the war in Ukraine. Oh. It's like, seriously, come on. Somebody get this rhino out. He says that the additional funding was necessary to help the country prevail in the war against Russia. It says, pay no mind to the issues here stateside. This guy is the worst. He really is. You know, they were planning on pairing this with the COVID relief package. And... Yeah. Then they decided that it needed to be a standalone package. And I think he's one of the ones that suggested it to Biden.
So does this have money in it for people to get another stimulus? Is that what I'm understanding?
It was supposed to, I think. I don't know exactly what was in the COVID relief portion of it, mm-hmm. but they've now taken it out. So it was $33 billion plus the COVID relief funds is what the original bill was. And they took it out. So this was what McConnell said. And this, it says, quote, "I think we all agree the most important thing going on in the world right now is the war in Ukraine." McConnell told reporters, "I had a chance to call the president last week and request that the Ukraine package move by itself and quickly. He said, let me think it over. He called back in about 15 minutes and agreed that we need to do this for Ukraine only and quickly. I think we're on a path to getting that done. Discussions are underway between the House and Senate appropriators on the crafting of the package," he added. "It needs to be clean of extraneous matters directly related to helping Ukrainians win the war." So as you can see, Americans don't even matter in any way, shape, or form when it comes to these un-American treasonous bastards.
Money laundering bills. You know, when I see them trying to give more money away to us, I don't think it's really for me and you. I think this is for the rioters.
Yeah.
This is for the really summer. Mm-hmm. This is so they could go.
They're funding their summer of love.
Yeah, they're funding their summer of love. Seriously, I really do think that that's the purpose of it.
Yeah.
That's what they did with all the last stimulus.
And how many of those people you think realize, you know, that were expecting another stimulus check from the government that now aren't getting it are going to be pissed? So it kind of adds more fuel to the fire if you look at it on that aspect. I don't want the government sending me a stimulus check. Just give me my freaking tax money back. Tell me I don't have to pay taxes. Like, that's, let me keep my income. Right. That's all I want. I don't need your stupid handouts. But as we can see, of course, they're laundering more money. The $33 billion was increased to $40 billion. It passed with flying colors. There were 57 Republicans who voted against it. That was it.
Gross.
149 that voted for it. And 57 that voted against it. That is sickening.
This is the corruption. This is the corruption in our government. Seriously. They all, if it were up to me to make the decision, I would say they all need to go today. They all need to go right now.
Yeah.
Every single one of them. I don't care. Whatever. They spoiled the whole bunch. They all need to go, and we need to get new people in there immediately.
You got to stop voting for these rhinos. I mean,
our voting system's completely broken, though.
Right. But still, there are how many people out there just vote down party lines? Oh, well, just true. Mitch McConnell's on the ballot again. Just vote for Mitch because he's already there. Yeah, I mean, people do that all the time. And that's part of the problem. You know, so.
We're in a mess.
We are. It's a pretty bad mess.
Wow. All right. Let's see what else we've got here.
A bigger mess.
Alaska's special election is a template for how the left wants to rig the vote. Oh, wow. It's a cool picture.
It is super cool. Goodbye, Alaska, is all I have to say. I hope Russia takes you over.
Oh, no. I love Alaska.
Oh, you are not going to love Alaska after this.
Despite bloated voter rolls and zero safeguards on absentee ballot signatures, Alaska is about to conduct an all mail and statewide primary. What the hell? Next month, Alaskans will vote in a special primary election for the state's single congressional seat left vacant by the death of Republican Representative Don Young in March. Young, the longest-serving Republican in history of the U.S. House, was Alaska's sole congressman for 49 years. So the election to replace him is in some ways a historic event for the state. But it's also historic in another way. It'll be Alaska's first ever statewide mail-in primary election. That is, there will be no in-person voting at all. Every single voter on the state's bloated and error-riddled voter rolls was automatically mailed a blank ballot. No verification requirements for these mail-in ballots? Nope. What the fuck?
The state's Division of Election has explicitly said that they are not going to verify signatures.
Alaska. I'd be on the
phone. Like I said, goodbye, Alaska. I hope Russia takes you.
No!
I'm sorry. That was terrible. I know we've got...
I love Alaska. Russia can't have Alaska.
Right. Well, Alaska used to belong to Russia to begin with. And they actually still have mineral rights in Russia.
I mean,
for Alaska. So,
I mean, we could go back in history.
Look, you at know, maps, and you've got people like, but... isn't it Murkowski that's in Alaska? This is exactly what they want. This is what the left wants. These rhinos are allowing this to be perpetrated on the state and their citizens. You're not going to have a vote because they know that Alaska is conservative. People that live in Alaska, other than people that are born there and just can't get out, for the most part, people move to Alaska for the same reason they moved to Montana. They want to get away from society. They want to get away from people. They don't want to be in these large cities. They want to be closer to nature. And what you're seeing is a systematic destruction of that lifestyle through these policies.
Dude.
And it's an absolute shame. I was just joking about Russia taking you over. unless you guys really do lose the state, in which case, bye.
China's not going to let Russia take Alaska.
Right. Yeah, it's... people need to stand up. The citizens of Alaska need to stand up. And you need to call your local government and say, no, we refuse to do this. There's no reason why we can't have in-person voting with signature verification and ID. There's no reason at all why any of these states need to do anything like this.
This is insane. How did they justify this? You can't justify that. It's ridiculous. There's no reason. Even if there was another fake pandemic, sham.
And I don't even think that they went through, I'm not sure that they even went through the legislature to pass this. So I think they just decided they were going to do it. Like, I don't think that
there's
been laws that have passed that have allowed them to do this. They were like, oh, well, we just don't have time to train that many poll watchers. Baloney.
Time to train a poll watcher. Get out of here.
Yeah.
You have time to train the people to steal the election for you.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
So, do you have more on that?
Nope. I'm ready to move on.
All right, take it away.
All right. So, who is Kathy Barnett, the candidate shaking up the Pennsylvania Senate race? Somebody was telling me about her yesterday, and so I decided to look into her a little bit more. I think everybody probably recognizes her. She was on Twitter. She put out a video. It's kind of long. It's about 4 minutes. She was speaking out against abortion.
Mm-hmm.
And she is a gal whose mother was raped at 11 years old. And she is the product of that rape.
Yeah.
And there's videos going around of her everywhere. And she is like, my life has meaning. My family found value in me. And she really speaks out against it. And that's not the reason that I put this in here. But this is a grassroots candidate. She's never had any political experience. She's had one failed attempt at running for office.
Mm-hmm.
But she is just absolutely killing it out there this year.
Wow.
And it's funny because she says, yes, it's true. I'm black and I've been black all my life. Fact check it. Barnett said on stage in one of at least two sound bites, but apparently she's an absolutely amazing speaker. People love her. She is a no holds bar. And she comes out and she says it. She says, I am the byproduct of a rape. My mother was 11 years old when I was conceived. My father was 21. I was not just a lump of cells. As you can see, I'm still not just a lump of cells. My life has value. She documented her birth story in a more than 4 minute ad campaign released in September. She's got two beautiful children, a husband, a family that loves her. And she's right. Her life does have value. She surged in polls. She's got a compelling message. And it says, without the advantage of a well-funded war chest deployed by her competitors. So she's out there slaying them, and she's not spending a lot of money to do it. She has got a very clear and precise agenda that she's talked about. She served in the Army. And she says right here, she says, everything's on fire and everything is equally important. Mm-hmm. Her platform is firmly conservative with no issue standing out as more important than the other. On her website, Barnett condemns censorship, celebrates the Second Amendment, cherishes the right to life, deplores vaccine mandates, demands energy independence, and insists on parental input over school curriculums. And she says that she is not interested in supporting globalists.
Yeah.
So she is a true grassroots candidate. And the reason I wanted to bring up the story today was because these are the people that we need in our government. These are the people that we need that are going to stand for us and actually represent us as we deserve to be represented.
Yeah.
And I wish her all the best. I hope she wins her primary. I hope she slays them in the general election. And so if you're in Pennsylvania, look into this lady, research her and find out and get the rhinos out of there. Get people in like this.
She has some stiff competition, though.
She does. She's up against Dr. Oz, who is backed by supported by Trump. But so get this, in the Trafalgar Group, which is apparently a pretty accurate polling company, they polled people. Dr. Oz is sitting at 24.5%. Kathy Barnett is slightly under at 23.2%.
Yeah.
You think about the backing that Oz has, especially with Trump backing him.
People don't like him.
No, people don't like him. Even with Trump backing him, people don't like him. And people are starting to wake up, I think, and this really shows that we want more of these grassroots candidates. We don't want these rich, overblown, globalist people sitting at that table anymore. We're done with it. We want real Americans.
Yeah, people are laughing at Dr. Oz because he's on record being pro-abortion, and now he's anti-abortion, and then, like, he's a total libtard, and then now he's, like, putting out campaign videos of him shooting shotguns and pistols. It's like people aren't falling for it. Well, some are, but a lot of people are like, what the hell's going on? There's something more here.
Right. Sure. It's ridiculous.
And maybe him and Trump have a plan and all this, but I don't trust him. I'm just saying.
You know what? I don't even care about Trump's plan anymore. I would vote for, if I was a Pennsylvania citizen, I would vote for Kathy Barnett. That is who I would vote for.
Oz is a rhino.
Yeah,
I think so. Wow, that's really cool. Well, I hope she does well.
Yeah.
Biden's disinformation czar demands power to edit other people's tweets. Yeah, this is really interesting. She thinks that people like her should be able to go in, and anybody with a difference of opinion should be censored, and they should add context to their posts. This is just a way that they can control the narrative. Go ahead.
They're like, well, we should edit your tweets.
You can only edit. Yeah, we'll let you know who can edit.
Right. They're like, we only changed 90% of your words.
Yeah, I think they're not going to change it like that. I think they'll add to it. Add context by like posting below it or whatever.
Yeah, that's
ridiculous.
Dumb.
She needs to go. This cannot stay in our society. It's an absolute... I can't believe it's even real.
Yeah.
She's crazy. Right? This was a weird... This was a kind of alarming story coming from the local news.
There's multiple articles out there today that I saw. And I was like, I don't know if I want to, you know... This is really scary. They're actually talking about EMP weapons wiping out the electrical grid, impacting cars, water, cell phones. Like, this is where the narrative is going. I don't know.
Yep.
This why? Is in Georgia. But they've now switched it from nuclear type atrocities to EMPs, which are even more. Well, I don't know that they're more devastating. They're equally devastating. If an EMP were to, if we were to get hit by an EMP, regionally, it would wipe out everything. And it would take, you're looking at 30 plus years to rebuild. It literally destroys electronics. Like, you have to start over. Mm-hmm. Now, you can, on a personal level, you could have build a Faraday cage, and people are like, well, you know, I'll just build a Faraday cage and I'll put my car in it. Well, that's great, except for where are you going to get gasoline?
Nobody's doing that. You have to have a big metal cage that is completely sealed. Right.
Yeah, no you do. Way. And you have to have spare parts, and you have to have gasoline, and you have to have enough stuff. And it's like,
you might be able to protect like a radio or something small, phone.
Right. But you're not going to, nothing is going to be, society is going to completely collapse at that point. Excuse me. And it's not going to matter. People aren't going to be driving anywhere. People aren't going to be going anywhere. The fact that you have a car, really kind of all it does is make you a target. Because how many people are going to want that car?
Yeah, it's interesting.
As far as they can go, I guess, because when you run out of gas, you're done. You're kind of stuck wherever you land.
Yeah. The fact that it's coming up in local news is just goes to show you that this is a possibility.
This would kill
whether
90% of probably America, quite honestly.
Well, you have to understand an EMP isn't, one single EMP event isn't going to take out the whole of America.
You would have to be hit by multiple EMPs. Yes. And that's why, you know, but you're talking about, but even regionally, it's going to have a devastating impact.
Yeah, on a local level for sure, too. But you know, in order to have like a mass event where most people don't make it, it would have to be like a full out, basically an all out nuclear war would essentially be it,
right?
Which would be many EMPs. My understanding is an EMP could be a nuclear bomb set off in the sky.
Yeah.
And cause EMP.
I think so. It's an electromagnetic pulse. So I'm not sure. It does say an EMP attack could happen with or without nuclear weapons. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know what the range is.
It just probably varies depending on the weapon.
Depending on the type of weapon that's used.
It's a big area, though. It's not just going to be your block. It's going to be a lot if it happened in your area.
Yeah. It's not as easy as just rerouting power from one substation to another, because your substations are going to be dead. Mm-hmm. Like, they're going to have to be completely rebuilt.
Yeah, and I wonder if a battery would be broken after.
Yes.
Or if
because you got to remember, with the battery, there's a positive and a negative end.
So, but you could build a battery. I mean, how does it destroy a battery? Think about like a rudimentary battery.
Right. You've got a positive and a negative. So it's creating an electromagnetic charge. That's what causes it to work.
I know, but does it?
And an EMP would destroy that.
Would it be temporary, though, or would it come back? Like, I could get the materials to build a new battery. And
you could get it. Yeah, you could. You would have to rebuild a brand new battery. Like, you wouldn't be able to rebuild the old one. You'd have to just trash it and build a new one. Because it destroys it.
How? Because think about it like a really rudimentary battery, like a Baghdad battery. How is that going to be destroyed by an EMP?
It disrupts the electromagnetic field in it and... I don't know. This would be a better question for Tom.
we definitely need to do more research on that, because I would think if that was the case, then the individual components would also be damaged. You wouldn't be able to rebuild a new one for like a rudimentary battery I'm talking about here.
Yeah,
like
I know.
The basic components, not any complex electrical components aside from
maybe. This is something that Tom and I talked about, and he's always told me that it would be completely destroyed.
I wonder why. Everything. We'll have to look into it.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not an electrical engineer.
Yeah, I don't know how it works.
Yeah. It's scary, and honestly, there's really not much you could do to stop it.
Sparky's here. He says you just have to repolarize or jumpstart the chemical reaction again.
Okay.
Interesting.
Good. Thank God we got somebody here that knows what they're talking about, because I sure didn't. I'm like, oh my God, you like Josh-ed me.
Joshopedia, sorry.
My husband is laughing at me now. He just texted me. He's like, look at Rumble chat. I'm like,
Interesting.
He's probably, yeah. You like did what Josh does to you all the time. Ask me a question. I'm like,
hey, they're good questions. They're good questions. They're good questions. But this is really alarming. This is really alarming. I'm not prepared for an EMP. I'm just trying to be prepared to eat, you know, as long as I can and protect right. myself. How do you
repolarize? How do you repolarize? This so maybe, question. Maybe I would guess with magnets, but I don't know. Sparky, Tom, one of you.
Somebody who knows science.
Yeah. Give us a brief rundown of how you repolarize a battery. But anyway, I think we're ready to move on. It's,
absolutely. You
know, there's not much we could do, honestly. It depends on how bad it was. Mm-hmm.
Starlink has resisted Russian cyber jamming and hacking attempts so far, but they're ramping up their efforts, that meaning Russia. Elon Musk said... I think Elon Musk actually tweeted this out. Yeah, Elon Musk said this, that Starlink has resisted cyber warfare from Russia, or cyber jamming, and that they're doing updates, and they expect to learn more about it and everything. I just thought it was interesting that this came up in from Elon yesterday.
That is interesting. And we know that Russia is targeting him, too, because of that.
Maybe. I don't know. That makes sense. did you see this actor James Cromwell super gluing his hand to a counter at Starbucks to protest the upcharge for vegan milk?
I heard about it, but I didn't see the video.
Susie says, why are they like this?
Right. Are you gonna play the video? Don't forget to share sound with me though.
It's ridiculous. I'll just share a little bit of it because it's dumb.
Admitted that cow's milk is the company's biggest.
So he's glued his hand to the counter and he's reading this.
And Starbucks agreed that vegan milks are a big part of the solution, but it still charges for them.
Oh my gosh.
That is,
What is
ridiculous?
Stupid. This is the condition of people. All right.
Exactly. You know what would have been funny is if he would have super glued both of his hands to the counter, you know.
I wonder what they do about that. It's such a weird protest.
Right? I don't understand people. I really don't. But they've been doing this kind of stuff for a long time. You know, they used to protest logging by chaining themselves to a tree. It's like, you're sure you want to do that?
Yeah, so silly.
So Karen here asks if Ukraine is getting the $40 billion. Yes, they're getting the $40 billion to pass with flying colors. So.
Yeah, they are.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, let's jump into world news here.
Oh, yeah. Ukraine cuts off gas to Europe and the inflation double whammy. That's right. Ukraine, not Russia. Ukraine. Today, the Ukraine announced today that it's cutting off a third of the natural gas flow to Europe. It says Gas Transit Services of Ukraine declared force majeure on Tuesday, saying that it was impossible to continue the transit of gas through a connection point and a compressor station located in the Lugansk area. As OGTSU personnel cannot carry out operational and technological control over Sokrinovka connector point and Novopskov compressor station, the company cannot continue to fulfill its contract obligations, it said. Gas from this connection will not be accepted into the transit system of Ukraine starting at 7 a.m. on Wednesday. So they go on to say that it's kind of like, you know, biting the hand that feeds you, since they're asking, and you know, for weapons and stuff from Europe, right? Mm-hmm. So it says, if this is a ploy by Ukraine to put pressure on Europe in order to secure more support in terms of money and weapons, it is a stupid move.
I think
it really is.
I kind of feel that way about Ukraine. Like, why is the U.S. sending so much over there without anybody saying anything? I honestly think Ukraine has dirt on the Biden crime family.
Oh, I'm sure.
And that he's saying, give me X, Y, Z, or I'm going to destroy you.
Yep.
Via sending information out. Yeah. Give me money or I'm sinking the ship. And then I bet he's laughing at Joe Biden saying, and I'll be darned, they sent the money.
Yep, exactly. Imagine that. Because $40 billion, when we're dying and suffering here at home, you know, with skyrocketing inflation and
food shortages
and supply chain disruptions and all of this, it's like, I don't know. There's definitely something there. And there's reports that Putin, and I haven't verified any of this, somebody in the chat was saying that there's reports that Putin is actually coming out and saying that the war is over. And it's like, well, if the war is over, then why are we sending them money? You know, he's like, okay, we're done. We succeeded. And I think what they're trying to do is they're sending money over there to rebuild. And, well, I don't know.
I don't think the war's over. I think I did see that too. But I think that was happening on the 9th when they were talking about Victory Day for World War II ending at the same time. And I think people might have been getting confused.
Oh, okay.
But I think the war is still going, technically. Russia was just talking about they're entering phase two of the operation, which I don't know what that means, but
I think it's just another portion of it. Probably a different region.
Yeah, I believe it's more expansive, just a more expansive continuation. All right. Oops. Gosh. Here we go. Onward. South Korea's new president vows to help North Korea if communist regime gives up its nukes. South Korea just got a new president, didn't they?
Yep. Just got elected this week, I think, on Monday.
Yeah, and I don't know much about him. I haven't done my due diligence on him yet. I think he's actually kind of a conservative in nature.
That's what it says, but at the same time, look at who he's dealing with and what's being said, and it makes you go, maybe he's not as conservative as we think.
Well, as soon as he got elected, I think it's the same day.
Yeah.
Of course, the Biden administration was there to meet him immediately. So guaranteed they're laying the groundwork to control South Korea and their new president.
Yep.
So we'll see what they do. Definitely, I think he's under control of the commies.
Yeah, and I think that they're scared because North Korea has kind of sided with China and Russia on some of this stuff.
Yeah, definitely. This is hungry people in Sri Lanka. They hunt for politicians and journalists while the police are forced to retreat.
Ooh, good for them. Yeah.
Scary.
Yeah.
They're chasing after this guy, probably a politician or something. He gets hit in the head with a helmet. And he's running down the street towards police while the angry mob chases him. This is the kind of stuff that we're going to see as more people get hungry.
Yeah.
Around the world.
People are done. People have had enough. You know, I really think that we're getting to that point of, people's red lines are being crossed.
Yeah, for sure.
Not that I'm an advocate for violence, and I'm... This is in a different country, so they have different rules and regulations, and they've got their own red line, you know? So.
For sure. I'm not laughing at that. Sparky said, phase two, send in the bears.
Right. And maybe Putin will come riding in on that.
So ridiculous, dude. That's funny. All right, let's see. keep on keeping on here.
A car carrying presidential election ballots in Bolivia was intercepted by civilians. The ballots are already marked with a vote for the candidate and current Bolivian president, Evo Morales. And I'm guessing they don't want him.
Yeah. Every ballot was marked.
Wow. This is what they're doing worldwide. This isn't just a problem in the U.S. It's a problem in France. It's a problem in Canada. It's a problem in, apparently, Bolivia. And name other a place. Places.
Throw a dart at a map. The problem.
Right, exactly. Ukraine. You know, and so I think that what we're seeing is with these kind of things, people are done. People are like, no, you're not going to steal this from us anymore. You're not legitimate. This is all fake. It's fraudulent. And we're not putting up with it.
Dude, I can't believe they did that. That's pretty badass.
Right? Now, that is a fairly peaceful protest, in my opinion.
Oh, this is peaceful. Oh, yeah.
They're not harming anybody. They're not killing anybody. They're destroying these ballots, which are fraudulent to begin with.
Yeah.
I would set them on fire. Put them all in a burn barrel. Set them on fire. Make sure you're safe. Have a water hose ready.
Dude, so we'll see what happens there. Holy mackerel.
Yep.
Want to take this one?
Sure. Military doctors can't trust the DoD medical database after COVID vaccine injuries were scrubbed. The whistleblower. The DoD went through, it says, a group of military doctors alarmed by reported spikes in service members' miscarriages, myocarditis, cancer, and other serious issues in the first year of COVID-19 vaccine availability, no longer trust the military's medical database. One of them told Just the News. So what they did was they went through and they scrubbed it, and they basically said, oh, well, there was a glitch in the system, and it was, you know, reporting these numbers wrong. So we had to go in and fix it.
Oh, how convenient.
Yeah, it says the 2021 spike was the product of a glitch that caused severe underreporting of the 2016 to 2020 figures. That would mean the military underreported cases by about 20 million a year during that period. So what they're saying was that in between the years of 2016 and 2020, because these anomalies were underreported, the deaths from the, you know, that were reported because of the vaccine are actually a much lower percentage because, you know, they underreport. Yeah, it's all a bunch of garbage. And everybody knows that it's a lie. Everybody knows that it's BS. And the military doctors don't trust this information anymore, and nor should they.
Nobody does. Yeah. We're awake.
Yep.
Previously healthy gorilla dies of multiple organ failure following COVID vaccination. This was so sad.
Yes.
They vaccinated this poor gorilla, and of course it died. Where is PETA?
Right?
Young mother also died from multiple organ failure following Moderna jab. Media says shot didn't cause it. Bullshit.
And shame on them. That animal was a young mother.
What's up with them and killing mothers and killing babies? This is...
I don't know. It's just absolutely horrendous, though. And this just goes to show you that there is nobody that is safe from this vaccine.
They're so sick. They're freaking sick.
And they throw it in your face. It just boggles my mind.
This is disgraceful.
Scientists question the point of swabs up everyone's nose. We might have overdone it. No kidding.
Yeah.
Hello. It says, for many people worldwide, having cotton swabs thrust up their nose or down their throat to test for COVID-19 has become a routine and familiar annoyance. I have never been tested for COVID. I have never had a swab stuck up my nose. I've never had one shoved down my throat.
Me either.
My mother has, and she went to the doctor with a cold one time, and they were like, well, we need to test you for COVID. And I said, don't you dare take that. Don't you dare let them do that to you. And they got really, really huffy. She's like, no, you're not testing me for this. She's like, I have a cold. Or sinus infection or whatever it was.
I've never been tested either, thank God.
No, and I refuse. I will not get tested. And if you want to perform some kind of medical procedure on me and a requirement of that is to get tested, then you can kiss my ass. I'm not getting the medical procedure. I'll take my chances.
Yeah, I'm to the point, I'd rather die than do something I don't want to do. I'm not even fucking kidding. Hopefully I don't have to go to the hospital for anything like that, but I would just tell them, all right, I guess this is it then.
Yep. Sorry. Exactly.
That's my thought. Honestly.
Yep. Be like, go pound sand.
That's for real. All right. We've got a couple more. Couple few more. Yep. Video. A new NASA simulation shows extremely large volcanic eruptions might significantly warm Earth's climate and devastate ozone layer. Of course, if there were...
This is where you go, climate bullshit, climate change.
Yeah, of course they could do this. This is silly. This is, yeah, fear porn. Climate fear porn.
This planet has been erupting since the beginning of time, and still here. I mean... Climate change is an oxymoron because the climate over time is supposed to change. This is the part that they don't tell you. It's not supposed to be steady. The Earth has a way of being able to adjust and control its body temperature, mm-hmm. much like our own body temperature fluctuates and changes. You can, you know, take your temperature and you're not always going to be 96.6 degrees or 98.6 degrees, excuse me. There's going to be times where your body temperature is 97 degrees. There's going to be times where your body temperature is 99 degrees. And guess what? That's perfectly normal. Put that on the level of the Earth, and that's climate change.
I like your analogy of comparing the Earth temperature to body temperature, especially when they go back and say, 500 years ago, the Earth temperature was like this, like they are right now with this image.
Yeah.
Well, okay, tell me, what was the average human body temperature 200 years ago? Oh, well, right. Based on this data, we looked at the bones and I scratched my butt with it, and this is the temperature. It's a variation of 0.03 degrees. Oh, proving my thesis. It's like, get out of here. Your science is garbage, yeah. Fake news.
So just in case anybody was wondering, NASA is I don't know that NASA's ever been a legitimate organization, quite frankly, and I definitely believe that they are not as of right now, because they're perpetrating a lot of this climate change fraud, and it's ridiculous. So, you know, they're basically saying basalt flood or flood basalt eruptions are going to cause the Earth to warm and destroy the ozone layer, and we're all going to die, and our water is going to evaporate. Bullshit.
Don't worry about eating this winter. Worry about being able to breathe oxygen in 20 years, like we're telling you. You won't be able to. Look, yeah. I know we're running late. Are we good to go a little bit long?
Yeah.
I just wanted to get this off my chest. This climate crap is getting on my nerves. And I don't know if anybody watched it, but yesterday Nate and I were watching Elon Musk live discuss various things. Bitcoin with Jack Dorsey and others. And he was also discussing... renewable energy and this kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And I don't trust Elon Musk, and here's one of the reasons why. He's profiting off of this whole climate change hoax of renewable energy. He believes that renewable energy can eventually be one of the cheapest forms of energy, which I don't doubt that he's right on that. I just think I don't think he's a good guy or a bad guy. I think he is
a capitalist.
Definitely a capitalist, yeah. But he's playing their game, and I don't think in any type of evil or good way, per se. I think he saw an opportunity in the industry and is going for it, and he's taking advantage of it. You know what I mean? And so, therefore, I kind of don't particularly have feelings one way or the other with him. I think it's kind of just... I just wanted to make that point. I don't know.
Yeah, interesting. So here's an interesting thing, and I don't have any way of verifying it, but Lightspear says NASA in Hebrew means to deceive.
Interesting.
Huh. So that's kind of an interesting connection, especially since that's what they're doing, is deceiving us.
Wow, that's pretty neat.
Yeah, so very interesting there.
climate change really grinds my gears.
Oh, it does, me too. This was super cool. I love stuff like this. I'm not really interested in reading it. It's really just pretty pictures. Underwater photographer snaps strange transparent octopuses in dark waters where the sun never shines.
So, that's a really cool octo.
Right? I'm like, I want one of those.
This must be deep. Yeah.
It is, I think, very deep. It's where there's no sunlight. And so there's no color or anything like that, simply because there's no light down there.
Look at this alien.
You can see its brain, which I think is pretty cool.
Holy mackerel.
Right?
I wonder if it would be good fried up.
Oh, just terrible.
Calamari.
You wouldn't see it. It would disappear on your plate. You'd be like, where'd it go?
Calamari. Just batter it.
There you go. Yes, there's a lot of these sea creatures that are fairly transparent, so definitely pretty cool. I'm thinking that maybe for homeschool science today that we're going to be taking a trip underwater and looking
nice.
At
sea creatures.
So yeah,
I wonder how edible they are. Like the clear fish. The clear.
How would you get them, though? I mean, they're really deep. You're talking about places where sunlight doesn't reach. That's pretty deep.
You know?
But that alligator would be pretty tasty, though. I've heard it tastes like chicken.
If there's a will, there's a way.
Yeah, so there's just some really cool pictures in there. I just thought it was really interesting.
That's really cool.
Yeah, kind of science-y.
More underwater. Deep sea researchers spot yellow brick road to Atlantis on the ocean floor.
That is super cool.
Yeah. So here's the road. Pretty interesting brick road underwater.
Wow.
Holy
Look
crap.
At that. I would be interested in learning more about that too.
Yeah. Full links will be available on redpills.tv. /news in the recap or what is it called? The recap section.
Yeah. Show recaps.
This is off the coast of Hawaii.
Oh, wow. That's interesting because Hawaii is. I wonder if the volcanoes.
What?
Are what destroyed Atlantis? Oh, I don't know.
Kevin is driving me absolutely nuts.
He's a lovely little critter, isn't he?
Oh, no.
Follow the yellow brick road.
Oh, my gosh. So this is really cool, you guys. And like I said, redpills.tv has all of these articles if you want to look at it deeper. If you find anything really interesting, definitely reach out. Send it to us on the social Red Pill or on Twitter. I'm at Vince_Tagliavia. Andrea's at acreft1. So follow us on there, please. We'd love to see you. All the places. The more the places you follow us, the better, because... who knows where we're going to be tomorrow.
Right?
For sure. And what a great day, Andrea.
Yeah. Definitely.
What a great day. Do you have anything you want to let the people know before we wrap it up and continue our days? We've got a lot of stuff happening. We got a lot to do.
I would just say use discernment, you know, and try to spread as much truth and positivity as you can in the world. And I think we're slowly starting to see people wake up. So definitely keep that hope alive. You know, it's hard sometimes when you see all this doom and gloom and these things that are happening, but there's still hope out there. People are standing up and fighting back, and they don't want us to know that because they're trying to keep us enslaved. But you can't hide the truth for forever. But and discernment is very important in that, because there's a lot of propaganda too, and things aren't always as they seem.
Agreed. That's some good advice there. Thank you, Brenda, for donating today, and thank you everybody else for your continuous support as well. We appreciate it. If you guys are so inclined, you can feel free to visit redpills.tv/go. redpills.tv/go is our Give, Send, Go. You could donate directly to Decentralized News and Media. Help us pay the bills, keep the lights on, keep the content flowing. Thank you for everybody who does support us during the live shows, through things like Give, Send, Go. and everywhere else, you know, through the Red Pill app, the private social network at socialredpill.com. For those of you who do not know, the Q&A with Joshua Reed that usually happens on Tuesday nights has been postponed until tomorrow night. So if you're wanting to go to this Q&A after the Daily Dose on Thursday night, typically it's on Tuesday nights, join the Social Red Pill for free. Typically it's a $5.99 subscription. If you just want to try it out, see if you want to commit to something like that, just join for free, create a free account. We'll let you in to try it out. Socialredpill.com.
Yes,
yeah. Yes, yes. Other than that, thank you all for joining us once again. We will be live on all of these channels tonight with Joshua Reed and the Daily Dose, and with special guest Kirk Elliott to discuss the geoeconomic situation, gold and silver, the economy, and more unfolding global conspiracy stories. So tune in tonight, 5:30 p.m. Eastern. 5:30 p.m. Pacific. Thank you, everybody. Take care. Have a great day.